This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn Adventure with Itubanda. Welcome to the last hour of the show. We are going to be continuing with our series of profile interviews with ladies who are doing the most and taking the country by storm. And today we are joined by Limpopo's finest lifestyle and travel influencer and vlogger, Nzei Sky. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Nzei So Fly You Can't Deny. Hi, Nzei.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Super excited to have you on the show. Oh my gosh. I had hoped that this would be an interview that would happen in the studio, but it's fine. Right? We will do with what we have, but hopefully when you are in the province, when you are back, you will hit us up, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. It has to happen.
Now, for someone who's not social media savvy, who would you say Nzeki Sky is? Nzei Sky,
No problem. I would say Nzei Sky, So Flat as Can't Deny, aka Petty Cashing, Petty Money, Petty Cash.
Yes!
Is both of the finest influencer. I do travel, lifestyle, kind of content. I do television commentary. So I'm really interested in all things entertainment and travel. So that's essentially the kind of content I create on Instagram, I talk about on Twitter, and I kind of discuss on my YouTube channel.
Oh, that is beautiful. So for those who are probably sitting at home and wondering, what exactly is social media influencing or social media marketing? Or maybe you can also just tell us what you do as a social media influencer. What does that mean?
I would say social media marketing or influencing is basically an individual's ability to influence or affect other people's thinking and attitudes towards maybe certain experiences and products, certain brands, you know. So it includes marketing and advertising products and services based on your experience, and that would probably alter or change perceptions that people have around your brand or your product or whatever it is that you're selling. So that's what I do. I basically advertise and market for different kinds of brands.
Yeah. All right. Now, you are one of the renowned influencers from the province. How did you get into influencing? Where did it start?
I actually didn't even know that influencing was a thing. I just used to make videos on Instagram, on my stories. And then people were like, no, you should start a channel and because you're really funny. And then I started a channel. And then once I did that, I had a brand come to me and was like, hey, please be part of our campaign. We'll pay you this much. Just take pictures. And that's just how I got into it. A brand reached out to me. And then the rest is practically history.
Wow. Sure. Yeah, no, you are definitely one of the lucky ones, I'm telling you, because people have been trying this influencing thing and there's no brand that is saying, hey, can we work? Now, besides social media influencing or marketing, what else do you do? Is this like your main thing or do you have something else that you do on the side?
I'm a student. I'm in my final year doing BCom General. I major in Information Systems and Management at the University of the Western Cape. So I'm just finishing off my degree. But this is my main source of income. That's what I would say. So
Yeah. And how does your family feel about your side hustle? I'm assuming influencing is your side hustle. Are they supportive? Yeah.
Yes, they really are, even though I kept everything a secret at first and my mom found out from someone at a wedding, like, oh, Nzei, on the internet. So they were very shocked, but they're very supportive. They put money into my ideas. They are part of my videos on YouTube. And, like, my mom will literally wake me up, like, you haven't posted in 3 weeks. Let's go make a video. You know?
Yeah.
So my mom and my dad and my brother, like, everyone is very supportive of what I do, even extended family. So it really does help a lot.
Yeah, definitely. So, Nzei, we are going to be continuing this conversation. Do not go anywhere. I still have loads and loads of questions for you, my darling. So, still continuing my conversation with a girl so fly, you can't deny. It's Nzei Sky. Welcome back, Nzei.
Hey.
So another thing I wanted to ask you, right, is you sort of represent Limpopo and Polokwane in your content. Is that like an intentional thing or it's something that just happened?
It's very intentional, but at the same time, I didn't put much thought into it when I started out because I travel so much and I meet so many different people, I realize a lot of people don't know a lot about Limpopo or Polokwane. They don't think much of it, and the people that come from there. So I've made it like part of what I do to make sure that people know that there's so much more that comes from Limpopo.
Definitely. Now, Limpopo is also a province that still needs a lot of work, you know, in terms of creative and content creation spaces. Do you think Polokwane is headed in the right direction in terms of arts and creative space?
I actually don't really think so. I think so much more work can be done and put into recreational and art spaces. Because you think that when we had people like Makhadzi and Musaki, you think we had so many places that support these kind of things, because we have so many big acts that come from Limpopo. So I think more theatres, more shows need to be hosted and supported, both by government and by local businesses. So I think there's a lot more that we can do as a city to support one another and not hold on to what we think is right.
Yeah, definitely. Now, when it comes to you, you know, sort of sharing content and giving your followers access to your life, do you draw a line as to how much access you actually give people?
Yes, I do actually, because when you put a lot of yourself out there, people can get to the point where they kind of feel entitled and they also, like, the boundaries, people don't respect boundaries unless you set them. And sometimes people think that because you share certain aspects of your life, now they feel like they can drop and ask you any questions and feel like you have to answer whatever they ask you. So it's very important to have that line. And I do have that line that I have with people that I share my content with.
Yeah. And someone might be tuning in now and would like to, you know, give it a go at being an influencer. What are some of the tips that you would like to impart that when you look back on, you wish you knew when you started?
I would say that you should be consistent and you should collaborate. Consistency and collaborating are some things that can really make your work easier for you, because you can't start something and then you only come back when you're in the mood. You have to be at it every day. Like any normal business, all the hard work is usually in the beginning. So you have to post very frequently. You have to put yourself out there and you have to collaborate with other people. So when you collaborate with other people, more people get to know you. Mm-hmm. You get to build relationships with other people that you can work with in the future, and you can also be friends. So just collaborating and being consistent is something that can definitely, definitely make your work so much easier and also easier to find for other people.
It amplifies your work, definitely. Now, definitely. I did say to our listeners that if they had any questions for you, they should send it through. So I'm moving on to the questions that we have received now. This one says, after how many followers can you start approaching brands and asking for partnerships?
Personally, I don't think numbers really count. I think one thing that you can have when you approach a brand is definitely proof that the people that follow you interact and engage with your content, because that's usually what brands are looking for. They don't want to know how many followers you have. They want to know that if you have 100 people following you, all those people, not even 100, but maybe 50 of those people are interacting with your content. Because there's people that are sitting on 700,000 followers and then there's 10 people interacting. So it's like, then what's the point?
Yeah.
So you need to show that out of the followers that you have, even if it's 1,000 people, you have to show that at least 500 people or 300 people are engaged and intact, and they know what you're doing and they will engage with what you put out there. Then that's when a brand will be like, sharp, now we're certain that if we work with you, your followers are going to respond and we're going to know that we're working with people that want to see what we do.
Yeah. So this other one says, there are few male influencers. Would you say there is room for them, or this is one of those industries dominated by women?
I definitely do think there's a large gap, and everything goes with perception, in my opinion, because I think because a lot of women are kind of pioneering and doing this thing, then men think it's something they can't do. There's a lot of stuff that men can do. They can do car content, skincare, you know, woman, easier for men type of thing. You know, there's a very big gap. There's a lot of interest that men have that we don't have, soccer, all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you can, there's a lot of men that actually need to enter the space because there is money and there's a huge gap that they could actually fill. So I would encourage a lot of men that are considering getting into influencing to really put themselves out there, especially from Limpopo, because sometimes I get messages, hey, can you refer some guys? And I'm like, hey, I don't know what to say, because a lot of people are not putting themselves out there.
Yeah, you don't even know where to start. Now, this one, I'm looking forward to the answer. It says, what's the wildest DM you've ever gotten?
It actually wasn't a DM per se.
Okay.
But someone told me that they tell their family members that I'm their makoti.
Yeah,
they go around telling people that, yeah, me and Nsei were related. We're in the same family, you know, because of the people that I obviously have in my life. And people claim that I'm related to them. So they go around spreading this news to other people. So I just thought that's kind of bizarre because I haven't even met this person.
Yeah, no, get social media for you. And then one last one, it says, what must I do when I get dragged on social media for my content?
Yo, ho, that is the danger. That is the danger. Because there's nothing you can do about it, really. If right now I post a video and people start dragging it, unless it's actually problematic, like you have very homophobic views or something that's very sensitive, then that warrants you to do something about it. But if people are just like, oh, I don't like your content, then you don't have to say anything, because what's there to say? There's so many other people that like your content. So just focus on that. And you're not money. You're not going to impress or be liked by everyone, unfortunately. You just keep quiet and keep it moving, unless you feel that it's actually something that could be damaging to your work or your brand.
Yeah, and definitely, and there's nothing wrong with not liking a person's content. I just have a problem with people that feel the need to tell you, if you don't like my content, why don't you move along and watch those whose content you enjoy? It is that simple.
And it's like, you also want to recruit other people now going around. And it's like, no, you can stay there alone and dislike the content, but now don't spread that energy to other people and trying to change people's perceptions that they actually wouldn't have had in the first place.
I know, misery loves company. I guess we know that. So what's the future looking like for you as an influencer? What more do you still want to do? What are some of your goals? You know, some of the things that you want to achieve?
Yeah, I would definitely say sharing more of my authentic experiences, because that's obviously where everything starts. And obviously being on TV, collaborating with more people. There's so many people I want to collaborate with. It's just sometimes my schedule doesn't allow me. I want to be part of bigger projects and launch some of my own ideas on a bigger scale. And just taking up space and repping the 015, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Look, Zaiskai, it's been awesome talking to you. Thank you so much for making time. We are rooting for you. We are wishing you all the best. We are following you on social media. Bona, keep providing us with that content. And of course, keep representing the province and Polokwane. And
I receive.
Yeah, no, receive, Bona. I am prophesying over your life. All those big deals that you want are coming your way because you clearly put in the work. Social media. Twitter and Instagram, it's Nseiskai, right?
Yes, everywhere,
even on YouTube.
On YouTube, it's The Life of Sky, and everywhere else, it's just Nseiskai.
All right, The Life of Sky on YouTube. Bona, my darling, stay so fly that they can't deny. I believe, too.
Hey. All right. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Keep well.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. That is Nseiskai, and you know, she is one of Limpopo's finest lifestyle and travel influencer. And she was just sharing. I'm hoping that, you know, from this conversation, as a man or a woman, you have taken something away. Maybe you've always wondered about the world of influencing. And like she said, there's a huge gap. Like there's a need for men, you know, to come through and join the industry of influencing. So I'm hoping that you did take something away from that.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.